B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yeah, white girl, woo!
There you go, brother.
Mini War in the Rin, Kiss 95.1, the Friday free-for-all. Playing throwbacks all morning long as we celebrate your Friday, get your weekend started.
Good morning, Loren.
Morning.
Give us your day in 30 seconds real quick. What did you do yesterday?
Oh, I just hung with the babies. It was a very eventful day around here. I just worked on some video for the show.
You hung with the baby?
With the babies.
Charlotte's very own da baby?
With my Charlotte's very own da babies.
The VMA winning da babies?
No, awesome. Cast and Jax.
Yeah, I gotcha. Ren working from home today on Friday. She does that, and her commute is simple. She didn't have to drive in the heavy rain that we all had to drive in this morning.
Nope.
So be careful if you're cruising out there. My day in 30 is probably more like Roy's.
We had a hoot of a time this morning coming to work.
Yeah, listen to this, Loren. So I drive in every morning into the parking deck here at Beasley Media Group Central.
Yep.
And we all have our, everybody that listens at this time knows, but you may not know that we all have our unofficial parking spots.
We do.
Phil and Mel, who work next to us, Power 98, No Limit Larry and his crew.
And when one person takes our spot, we then park in another person's unspoken for assigned spot, which that person then has to move. It starts a whole chain effect. And then everyone.
Somebody parked in mine this week, too.
Oh, see?
Oh, and it just messes up the mojo of the show, as picky as it sounds. Because then Miss Jessica's like, who the hell is in my spot?
I was like, well, I had to park in your spot because someone's the hell in my spot.
So I drive in today, and I see a CMPD patrol car kind of like backed into the parking garage. So therefore, like, I couldn't park in my spot. And when Roy came in, he wouldn't be able to park in his spot. So I rolled up next to the car, and he had his window down. And I said, hey, if you don't mind, can I squeeze behind you so I can park in my spot there? And he goes, yeah, sure, no problem. I go, thanks. If I don't park there, I'm going to have a horrible show. So he pulled forward, and I backed in, and I stopped by because he had his window open. And we got talking a little bit, and great police officer, huge fan of the Manny Roy and Loren show. Also admits that he flips around in the morning, so he was excited when No Limit Larry rolled in as well.
Sure. Well, I'd imagine we do have several police officers that listen to us because they have to patrol, and they're just in the cars all morning.
Right. So he was like, like typing up something. It wasn't like he was on a call here.
Officer Aaron, by the way. Officer Aaron's a shout out.
Nice. Yeah. Good to meet you, Officer Aaron. Thanks for listening. And then you went back down.
Yeah. And there's Officer, I think it's Macy or Massey. I think Massey maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so there's just cops hanging out in our parking deck now?
Oh, and I had such a good time with them because when I pulled in this morning, I see Manny talking with them. And I know that if Manny's talking with them, there's not a serious problem. And so I pull in and I get out and I'm like, I didn't do it. I'm hooping and hollering. Who are they looking for? You know,
you two are doing a show for them before the show.
For sure. I'm trying to make I want the officer to laugh, of course.
He said maybe before Roy got here, he goes, maybe I'll block Roy's spot and see if he asks me to move.
Yeah, I don't have enough balls to tell him to move, though. I wouldn't have told him to move.
Where would you have parked then?
I would have took someone else's spot.
Oh, dude. If you ask very nicely and he's not in the middle of, I don't know, an arrest or an incident, you probably can have him move, but he was awesome. So, Nicole thought it was funny that I asked him to move too. She's like, no, you did not. These guys, you have to treat police officers just like you treat us. Yeah. It's okay to ask them to move. Don't be so threatened, Nicole.
If you're in my spot, I'm going to make you move.
Yeah. I mean, we know you have a couple warrants, but he doesn't know that unless he types it into the computer.
Right. And he's not up here to arrest you now. So I think that doesn't count. It's amnesty or something.
Nicole goes by the car, and all of a sudden you just hear, that's my warrant alarm. She turned us off.
You know, they have like the automatic license plate readers. They have a warrant alarm. All right, which one of you has it?
It's like a metal detector.
Give me your ID.
He takes the scanner out, gets closer and closer.
Oh, I knew you got one.
Clear. Listen, you're the only one with street cred on the show, Nicole. That's why we like messing around with you.
We haven't gotten expunged yet, but there's nothing active, officers. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Big shout out to all the police officers, CMPD, and otherwise who listen to us every morning. We really appreciate you guys keeping us safe and keeping an eye on things.
She is not happy with us joking. All right. Sorry. All right. You don't have warrants. We just joke.
All right. Quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Wayne Hoffman Mentalist Illusionist event that went down last night that I got to host for Beasley Media Group.
I can't wait. He's a mentalist. He read my mind. Blew my
mind.
Mine
too.
I'll tell you about a couple cool tricks that he did and a lot more coming up. Don't go anywhere on the Legendary Friday Free-for-All. More throwbacks.
Throwback hits all morning long.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Focus, Roy. I know you're trying to get your sexy on over there.
Every day, bud.
I know. Yeah, we've been ready. We've been ready to get our sexy on. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, the Legendary Friday Free-for-All. Throwbacks all morning long, right through 10 a.m. And today it's more about the music than it is about things that are happening in the world. Although we will give you a couple things. Like, we're going to talk about the big bet, if you missed it, between Nicole and Loren.
Mm-hmm. I'm still feeling confident that I know who will win and who will lose.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
We're going to have an expert analysis with Ashley Strohline, our former producer, here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, who now is a sports reporter for WCNC locally here in Charlotte. Anyway, she's going to come on around 8:30 this morning and give us her expert opinion on who she thinks will win.
Okay.
But I hosted this really cool event last night for the Beasley Media Group across, like, from Charlotte, Tampa, Naples, Vegas. There were a couple stations in Delaware. Everybody logged on at 7 p.m. last night to watch Wayne Hoffman and his mentalist illusionist style. And he did an hour and a half.
An hour and a half? Wow.
Virtually.
Wow.
That was a full bottle of wine for me.
Yeah, what did he do for an hour and a half?
Well, he did, like, in the hour and a half, he did probably six stunts.
Okay.
But they're long-form stunts and illusions, you know, and mental mm-hmm. tricks. And he also...
Is he a comedian, too? Like, does he try to do stand-up along the way, or is it just,
really.
Like...
really.
Okay.
No, not really. He pretty much just stuck to the whole magic trick thing. He did do the one that we played on the air yesterday, which was he asked Loren for a country that you'd want a vacation in,
mm-hmm.
and you said
Australia.
And then he said, think about your hotel and think about a room number, and you said
912.
And then, Roy, how did he reveal that he read her mind?
He pulled out his wallet. He then pulled out his license. On the back of his license was a post-it note that said Australia 912. Because he's a witch. Because there's no other way to explain that.
And if this was the 1800s, he'd be burned at the stake.
Yeah.
yeah, he did that trick. But he did this one and he finished with it.
Oh, yeah. What's the big show ender?
The big finish?
Yeah.
He took a Coke can and, like, crushed it. But not crushed it front to back, like, crushed it in the middle.
Okay.
So it was kind of twisted up, you know? And he said, I need your help with this. Everybody pictured the can coming back into form, and it'll come back into form. And he started shaking it. And as he shook it, this average, everyday Coke can mm-hmm. was starting to come back into form. And he was shaking it and shaking it. Next thing you know, he starts moving it around and around, and he holds it upside down. And, you know, he shows us that the top's open and nothing's coming out. And he goes, now... what if I told you that what you guys saw was wrong and that the top was closed? And he flipped it again and showed it to us, and the top was closed on it.
Oh.
Dude.
Magically closed?
It magically closed, Loren. My mind was blown. How's he doing this? Magic, obviously. Then he cracks it open.
Oh.
Cue the music. Damn it. I need to have the music.
What's the music?
Well, you know what the music is.
Oh, Blinding Lights.
Yeah, the weekend, the Blinding Lights. So... he cracks it open and he goes, thanks everyone for coming out. Cheers. Then he pours the Coke into the glass as the music's playing, puts the Coke can down, takes a sip of it and says, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok.
I'm mentalist Wayne Hoffman.
Yep. And this has been the Wayne Hoffman experience.
Ooh, experience.
Cheers, everybody. And then it went to black.
That's cool.
Over this music.
Did people scream?
It worked out really well. Well, everybody was muted unless you were asked to pull in.
Oh, because I would have been like, woo!
Wait, did you see people clapping or was like dead silent the whole time?
No. It was really a lot of oohs, a lot of ahs. Yeah. No, it was a really good show.
I wish I was there so I could really partake in the sound effects.
I thought maybe you guys were going to log in.
Well, 7 p.m. is my workout time.
Okay.
That I do during the week. And,
yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen me, but I probably should focus more on that.
Okay. To find more Wayne Hoffman, you can look him up. Of course, head to kiss951.com. It was a really cool event last night.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Now, Lauren is Italian, so therefore she's got a unibrow.
Okay, easy.
You grow hair a lot easier than most.
This is true.
And we've always been looking for a bet where if you lost, you would have to grow out your unibrow. And we finally found it earlier this week.
I think it's a pretty even bet, too.
We're going to dive more into the bet coming up here at 8:30. We're going to have Ashley Strohlein from WCNC, a sports reporter, former producer here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, give us her expert opinion. But basically, if North Carolina State beats Virginia Tech, then Lorenz got to grow out her unibrow.
Right.
And if Virginia Tech beats NC State, the bet is for producer Nicole
that I get to dress her for a week like a blogger, like a basic chick.
I can't wait for that.
Pumpkin patch photo shoots. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. I just want to put spice lattes.
I want you to put
boots.
Her in a dress.
Oh, I will. big hat, big fall hat.
All right. So listen to this. This is a study from the University of Toronto talking about people like Ren, people with bushy, longer, bigger eyebrows, or more likely to be this type of person. The study, published back in 2018, just won the 2020 IG Nobel Prize this month. Researchers say that people with the bushy, longer, bigger eyebrows are more likely to be self-centered, Eugene Levy. And Lorraine.
Daniel Levy, too. Yeah.
And Daniel Levy.
Do you guys think I'm self-centered?
I don't know. You're pretty caring about other
Your
people.
Your silence is golden.
No, well, listen, you...
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to song. Well, listen, the researchers took neutral expression photos of college students and had them take a standardized narcissist personality test to see where they fell on the spectrum. Then volunteers had to look at the images of strangers and then rate them based on who they thought was egotistical, self-focused, and vain.
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of that with everyone. Smooth it over.
Thanks, Roy.
People with the distinctive eyebrows, bushy, prominent, longer, bigger, were more likely to be accurately identified as narcissists, according to the study. Hilarious.
That's not fair.
Well, I mean, you do model for your own blog.
Okay. Touche.
Lorraine, not only that, this study is so right that it won a Nobel Prize. There's no argument. Like, we do a lot of dumb studies on here where we're like, okay, that's one person's theory. This won the prize from science.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you listen to this song and you don't think of Pam and Jim's wedding, you are not a fan of The Office. I'm sorry.
Chris Brown Forever. Legendary Friday free-for-all throwback hits all morning long with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Roy, before you get to the bad first date ideas, which I'm dying to hear, let's wrap up a couple text messages that came in.
All right, let's do it.
1828 says, speaking of narcissists, why don't you all take a narcissist test, the four of you?
Sure. I think that's a great idea.
I feel like we did that once. And it was a while ago. We could probably find a better test, take more time on it, and we'll put that together. That's a really good idea, 828. Also, Trucker Bob sends us a text message. He's always running coast to coast, Trucker Bob, listening to us on the Kiss95.1 app. He says, I thought we already busted the myth that Lorraine was Italian.
Yes, Trucker Bob, we did. Although she's still adamant that she is Italian.
I am Italian. I'm just not as Italian as I thought I was.
You're less than half.
Right. Relax. That's you came in hot at like 80% Italian.
Yeah.
And then we took the test.
You know, you're like, I'm a Marola.
Okay,
I love Italian food. I love Italy so much.
Not change how I feel about Italy, but at least I'm more Italian than Nicole thinking that she was Native American.
Mm.
Chill.
Chill.
My entire life, I have told people, like, when people compliment my skin or my hair, oh,
right?
Yeah, it's because I'm Native American. Zero.
0%.
Zero. Not even two. Zero.
That was because your dad would used to tell you that, right?
Yeah, he still swears that he is. And I was like, well, here's the science.
Which kit did we use?
We Ancestry. Use Ancestry. And I'll get emails, like, sometimes because I guess with new findings or stuff, they'll say, like, hey, your DNA samples have been updated. And every time I get that email, I open it so quick thinking that
could be Native
There's
American.
Some new information.
Run in here and show it to us like a good report card.
No. And it's not. It's like just I'm a little bit more Scottish.
more of my family was found in Poland. I don't know. But isn't there also something to the fact that like maybe Native Americans don't trust people taking their DNA? Like, you know, we've already taken everything else from them.
Jesus.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't trust you. I wouldn't trust someone else. I wouldn't trust people taking my DNA.
Okay, good.
You know there's some truth to that.
Let me get this straight.
I do, just not at 7:09.
Let me get this straight. Your theory is that the white man has taken so much from the Native American that when we come in with our needles to take blood, they're like, you ain't taking anything else?
You ain't taking my DNA.
You're an idiot.
The person from Ancestry's name is Christopher. He like walks in. He's like, nah, I'm good.
That's what my mind goes to.
Stay away from me, Christopher.
God, how the hell do we get into this? Get your swabs away from me. You already took my land.
I know how this plays out.
Yep.
Why don't you take my wife and my children, too?
It might not be right, but...
So you're saying that there's not enough Native American blood for Nicole to get a match?
Yeah.
Or trust.
Doesn't that sound right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure. But I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I mean, forget it now.
You don't want to talk about the first...
I want to stay on this topic. I like this better.
Yeah.
You know, the experts of the morning show business say it's best when you don't, like, talk about things that are on your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That your show is more like a spaghetti string of like, a hurricane spaghetti string.
But it is.
Maybe you want to tell that to our boss.
And I decided to take it down a path of... The white man stealing the land from Native Americans.
Remember, so we'll just stay on this, then we'll get back to more throwbacks, and we'll do your dating thing, because I do want to hear this. Bad first date idea sounds fun, because you said you hated all of them.
Yeah.
I was surprised when we took our test about a year and a half ago to find out that I had Australian blood in me. And if you do a little more research, you find out that even though I'm Irish, a lot of Irish people left Ireland to go to Australia to find riches and gold and stuff, and apparently one of my relatives tried to buy that. But we're not wealthy or anything.
I thought that people went to Australia were like criminals.
Yeah, it was like a criminal colony from England.
So your family was bad.
You know what we should do? Let's do the other one. What is it? 23andMe? Oh. We should do 23andMe and see if it matches up.
No, because it's only going to validate you and Loren. That's what you guys want. To be like, oh, Ancestry was wrong.
Yeah. Well, what if it is wrong?
And listen.
What if the Native Americans trust 23andMe?
No. I see.
23 is a very sacred number in my tribe. Yes, you could come in.
And I see, like, Groupons for 23andMe, and so I already question its validity. You know, so it's always, like, half off.
Okay. Better for us.
But real quick, before we go to break, what was your surprise when you took your... DNA test?
That, like, I'm, like, 98% British. Like, I'm... Like, I'm, like, very much so European, 100 through and through. Like, my parents told me the same thing, because my dad has dark skin, my grandpa had dark skin, everybody had dark skin. Like, you have Native American.
Mm. Nope. I'm going to need you to start speaking with a British accent.
I know.
Very British.
You got no manners, you don't even master the regular English language, let alone the British English, British language.
I got good teeth.
And that's not British.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The main one in the Red Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. So these are some first dates that are not good ideas. So definitely avoid these dates. This is from Your Tango. First up on the list, hiking. It sounds fun and unique. And especially as you enter the autumn season and you can see the foliage churn. You may fall. You may sweat. You may encounter a mountain lion. There's nothing fun about hiking.
I automatically thought about getting lost.
You may get lost. And then you're arguing.
I like that you went straight to the mountain lion. Like, you two are getting eaten alive in the mountains.
Most likely. There's going to be a bear. You'll die. Don't do it. A date at your house is a horrible idea.
Oh, I agree.
That's like, come over and hang out. It's lazy. It's uncreative. Do something.
By the way, that's not even called a date. That's called a booty call.
Right.
Yeah, on a first date, you don't want to be like, hey, come hang at my place. Exactly. You're looking for one thing.
These are horrible first date ideas. A day on the boat. Now, it sounds fun.
Ooh, that sounds great to me.
But think about it. It's a first date. All right? You may get sunburned. You may overdrink. More importantly, you're stuck on a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boat. What if you don't like the date and you want to leave? You have to get them to dock and drive all the way back to the to the land.
And then something is ringing a bell. A story we got or something about someone who, remember, they asked them to drive the trailer back so that they could load the boat, and they got mad at each other. Does this ring a bell to anybody? It was like a first
kind
date.
Of.
Doesn't that sound familiar, Lauren?
Yeah,
and they were yelling
does.
At each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds right. It's a horrible idea.
By the way, that's like 90% of your first dates when you live in Florida.
It's
like
being
the beach
on a
or
boat.
The boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I bet people use the boats to show off their money, too, down there.
Anything else, Roy Boy?
The movies. It says it's a horrible worst date idea. You can't talk. You don't learn anything. Yep. I personally love the movies, though, so I would have a good time on a first date there. Going to a sporting event sounds fun unless you're a huge fan of the team and they're losing, and then you're getting mad at the entire date, screaming and hollering.
Like Nicole at a Panthers game.
I have to say, I think it's a terrible – I agree with that. I think it's a terrible idea because you feel like you have to reserve yourself and you can't truly be yourself there because your representative is on your first date, right?
Right. Let's see here. Last but not least, going to a haunted site. With October fastly approaching, scaring the crap out of your date is not the ideal first time hanging out idea.
Right here is where a school bus flipped over and hundreds of kids died and the ghosts of the kids come back. Just stay put.
Oh, so romantic.
Yeah. So romantic.
You'll feel
Hold
the,
me.
You'll feel the tap on the shoulder in
I
a minute.
Will. I will say, though, I've done, you know, I've married people dressed as zombies over at Carowinds. People love...
But that they're already both into it. In other words, like I see what your tango saying is like, don't take somebody who might not be into it.
Discover if they're into the haunted
right,
stuff.
Exactly.
First.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lauren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's say hi to Patrick Lauren, who's playing for the first time in Belmont.
Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm great. Let's see how you're doing. Can't Beat Lauren today on a Friday, rainy Friday.
Throw her out, right. Patrick.
All right, Loren, please exit the studio.
I'm leaving.
All right, Loren is leaving, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. John Legend and his wife are expecting their third child. Her pregnancy is high risk, so she had to put her cookbook on hold. Who is she?
She is John Legend's wife.
And her name is... No answer there, Roy. Question
no
two.
Answer.
Just announced this week, Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace, and this basketball player who made number 23 famous are going to field a NASCAR team next year.
Got to say Michael Jordan.
Katy Perry and her fiancé are adjusting to being parents, and she's finding out that motherhood is indeed a full-time job. Who did she have a daughter with?
No clue.
Question four. Harry Styles just gave his fans another reason to love him. There's a viral video of a really cool interaction with he and a street performer. He was part of what boy band, Patrick?
One Direction.
There you go. Question five. PETA confiscated three young lion siblings from the zoo featured in Tiger King. Who is known as the Tiger King? You might be the only one who doesn't know this answer.
No clue.
All right. Come on in, Laroon.
I think I did well.
All right. How'd my boy do?
He's funny, if nothing else.
He got too cracked.
Oh, that's brutal.
Patrick, people in Belmont are going to make you move out after this. Here we go.
Oh, that's fun.
John Legend and his wife are expecting their third child. Her pregnancy is high risk, so she had to put her cookbook on hold. Who is she?
That would be Chrissy Teigen.
That's 1-0. No answer from Patrick.
We could not accept John Legend's wife as an answer. It was just announced that Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace, and this basketball player who made number 23 legendary are starting a NASCAR team.
Michael Jordan.
That's 2-1.
Right. Katy Perry and her fiance are adjusting to being parents, and she's finding out right now that motherhood is indeed a full-time job. Who did she have a daughter with?
Tell me about it. Orlando Bloom.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Patrick had no clue about that one. 3-1.
Yeah. The more you know. Harry Styles just gave his fans another reason to love him. There's a viral video of a sweet interaction with he and a street performer. What boy band did he star in?
One Direction.
And PETA confiscated... Oh, by the way, he got that one right.
Yeah, 42.
PETA confiscated 3 young lion siblings from the zoo featured in The Tiger King. We know The Tiger King as his real name.
Oh, I was going to say Joe Exotic.
Well, that'd be correct.
That is correct. Okay. No answer from Patrick on that one. Final score, 5-2. Loren, 35 wins.
Patrick. Sorry, buddy.
Loren, it was an honor. Thanks for playing.
All right, listen. All right, make sure you both stick around. Legendary Friday free-for-all with throwback hits. Continue on.
Yes, bye.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The Legendary Friday free-for-all continues, playing your throwback hits and your favorites coming up here in just a little bit. But I wanted to bring up something to you guys, and I wonder if it bothers anyone else, and I don't know why it bothers me. But you know how you have things that, like, just bother you, and you don't know why?
Like pet peeves.
Like pet peeves, yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine, but I don't know why it is. Because I'm sure at one point or another I'm guilty of it too. But one of my strange pet peeves that I realized yesterday was people that eat in their car while driving.
Oh, I've been guilty.
I'm sure we all have.
I was guilty this week.
I'm the most guilty of this.
I passed an Arby's. I got a beef and cheddar. I ate that on the way home. I didn't want anybody knowing.
You went to Arby's without me?
I know. See? Look what I've done. I told Loren. Now it's a whole thing.
What is your unusual pet peeve? 704-570-9595. Something that, like, you know a lot of people do, but it bothers you. Because I'm not asking anybody to stop doing it. I'm not going to be like, hey, my rule is you shouldn't do this.
It's just so, like, dangerous because I got the cheese sauce everywhere. It's all falling. The sandwich was falling apart. You really shouldn't do it. I mean, of course, pet peeves would be like texting and driving, right? Like, that's probably everybody's pet peeve. You shouldn't do it. Everyone does it. You shouldn't do it.
I can tell people who are texting because I can see they're going much slower than everybody else on the road. They drift.
Looks like they're drunk. You know,
I mean, yeah, right. And if it's not even that bad, Roy, like, I could just tell a subtle drift and I'm like, there, and then they correct it.
I sit out, where I get my hair cut. You're not allowed to be inside when other people are getting their hair cut. You have to be outside. And it's right at the stoplight. And it's so shocking on how many people drive up texting and driving. But let's think outside that, right? Listen, what's some other pet peeves that you could have? 704-570-9595.
And people are like, why, Manny? And I just don't know why, except, like, I'm just kind of like, can't you just stop and eat, then drive? And I get it. Like, Loren, you're in a rush. You're going somewhere. You're trying to eat a chicken sandwich before you get there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I got so mad at my sister-in-law because she actually admitted to something. She was putting mascara on in the car, and she was just in her neighborhood, but she hit a mailbox and put a huge dent in her car, and she told her husband. I was like, no,
keep that a secret.
Deny.
704 said, my pet peeve is when people sneeze more than once.
That is my issue. Listen, you can't control that. That's not a pet peeve you can control.
I don't know anybody who sneezes just once.
By the way, I wish I could sneeze only once. Like, that's like a goal. Like, I wish. You know, my pet peeve would be the people that work out or go running in the rain. I'm like, what are you trying to prove?
So my food thing is like kind of like that. Like, can't you just wait?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I can't wait because my fries are going to be cold by the time I get home, Amy.
I guess. 704 says, I was literally taking a bite of my breakfast sandwich while driving when you said that, LMAO.
Put it down. Let's talk with Randy in Concord. Hey, Randy, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rib Morning Show.
Good morning.
What's your pet peeve, bud?
So when you go through a fast food drive-through and you're ordering food for your, you know, entire family, four or five people, and they try to hand you each drink one by one instead of in a tray.
I know. And then you have no space to put them.
I know. That is a good pet peeve.
You just look at them like, I've only got, you know, One set of hands to hold five drinks.
That's funny, Randy. Thank you. Strange pet peeves, man.
Amber in Wilkes County, you're on with Manny Roy and the Wren. What's your pet peeve? What do you think?
When people wash their hands and don't dry their hands really good afterwards, and then you go and touch the doorknob after they've come out of the bathroom, you don't know if you're touching pee or water or what's going on there. I cannot stand when people don't dry your hands after you wash them. Just please dry your hands.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I got a wash hand pet peeve, too, come to think of it. I don't like when whoever was in front of me rips a towel and left, like, ripped half of it and left so that when you pull it, the next one in just gets half of a paper towel.
You like it to be a clean cut.
I want a clean cut. Yeah. Like, leave a full roll for me when we start.
You know what my pet peeve is with you, Manny? That you go to the bathroom and you don't wash your hands for the full, like,
20 seconds.
Necessary 20 seconds. No. Yeah.
No. You use the restroom and come back way too quickly. You're gone for like a second.
I'm feeling attacked.
Right.
Amber, I apologize that my co-hosts are doing this in front of you.
Wash your hands, man.
I pee right. Fast, though. I'm not, like, I don't mess around. Like,
now,
I pee quick.
That is true, because you start unzipping your pants the moment the door opens. You do so cut weird. Time down.
I unzip my pants in the hallway, so I'm ready to go as soon as I get there. Thanks, Amber. So most of my time is washing my hands and less peeing.
It is the strangest thing to watch you go to the bathroom. This is Mary Jane in Charlotte. What's your pet peeve?
Hi. My pet peeve is people chewing in my ears. And with this whole pandemic, oh, my gosh, everybody is at home. I can hear my children or my husband chewing on the other side of the house. Like, if they get chips, I hear it. And it just crawls my skin. Oh, my gosh. And sometimes my kids just do it for the fun of it. Oh, that's my biggest
thing. That's so annoying.
Thanks, Mary Jane.
Yeah, I have to have the TV on or, like, I'll play music. If we're not doing TV, I'll play, like, background music just so I don't focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me, but I'll focus on someone's chewing.
864 says talking on a speakerphone in your office. My pet peeve is littering. People who start something and won't finish it. By the way, I don't sneeze less than five times. It's impossible, our buddy Ernesto says.
Right?
My pet peeve is when I meet people multiple times and they continue to say nice to meet you when I've seen them again and again.
Oh, I'm bad at that. Yeah.
All right, keep them coming. Your unusual pet peeves. We'll put them up on the Rap Party podcast.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, producer Nicole may be enlisting in the military after I say what's about I'm about to say. Air Force now has its own tattoo parlor.
That's fun.
The United States of America Air Force has officially opened up their own tattoo parlor at one of their bases. It's the Nellis Air Base in Los Angeles. It's opened up its tattoo shop after years of strict policies. They had a strict policy tattoo.
Like no tattoos?
I don't know if it was no tattoo. It was just strict policies that lifted in 2017.
Okay.
In order to hope improve morale and quality of life. And so now they're... Once they lifted the restrictions in 2017, they're now going to have the tattoo parlor. They did allow some tattoos before, but it was only like, couldn't be like 25%, some percentage, like 25% of the body.
Okay.
Of the exposed body could have tattoos. It was very limited. Now I think that's been removed and you can kind of get whatever ink
Sweet.
You want.
I want my soldiers to have cool tattoos and my military people.
Right.
Yeah.
I want them to look like Post Malone with all the designs on their face.
Yeah.
Who needs camouflage when you got tattoos?
I want them to look like Moana, the guy, the Rock's character. Which... He looks strong and tough. You know what I mean? Like, God forbid, if one of our military men or women went down overseas and got interrogated, they'd be like, oh, they've got tattoos. They're not going to tell us anything. Let them go. We don't want to mess around with someone with tats.
Yeah, but don't tattoos usually tell a story? Maybe they wouldn't have to speak.
All those military secrets are on the sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. You want the new codes? You got to look underneath my armpit.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Okay, we've got this huge bet that everybody's excited about. All the city is talking about it. It is Loren versus Nicole. We'll give you the details if you didn't hear it. But more importantly, it's based on a game, Virginia Tech versus North Carolina State. We're going to get an expert opinion from Ashley Strohline from WCNC, who will tell us who she thinks is going to win the game and therefore lose the bet. It's coming up.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Producer of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, now with WCNC as a sports reporter, Ashley Strohline, on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm so happy to get to talk with you guys again. I miss you.
We have this really cool bet going on, Ashley, between now producer Nicole and Loren. And the winner is going to be able to gloat. If Loren's team, Virginia Tech, beats NC State, then she gets to dress producer Nicole, who is openly gay, and dresses more like a dude than like a girl, right? Yep. Isn't that safe to say?
Yeah, like, I guess it, like, when you think of a fall blogger, like, in a pumpkin patch, like, just the opposite. And that's my style.
So Loren will get to dress Nicole like a blogger for a week. Different outfits, different pictures.
Think high knee boots, pumpkin spice lattes, floppy hats, all of the cliches.
Sundresses. Okay, and then if Loren's team loses, if the Wolfpack wins, then Loren has to grow out her eyebrow so it connects and makes a unibrow.
So,
okay, a lot on the line here for both people.
It really is, and we want you, with your expertise, to give us your opinion on what you think's going to happen this weekend.
NC State.
Break the game down for us in a elementary way, if you could, Astro.
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest question, right, this game was supposed to happen 2 weeks ago, and unfortunately due to COVID, it was postponed. The Hokies have yet to even start their season due to COVID-19, so Coach Quinte said, hey, it's really hard to get into preparing for this game because we have our last round of COVID tests on Friday. I won't know until then if I'm going to have a full team to play this game. I won't know if I'm going to have all my starters out there. So I think just because they've dealt with the same thing 2 weeks in a row, whether it's been because of issues on their team or the opposing team, they had this little bit of mindset of, are we even going to get to play? I think once they get past that, they are the 20th ranked team in the country. I think once they know that they're good to go for tomorrow and they get out there and they've went through a few plays together, their mindset's going to change. And I think hopefully you'll see, you know, who the Hokies are supposed to be this season. But on the other side, you have NC State coming off of a big win over Wake Forest.
Big
win. Did have a little bit of trouble closing the game out, but 45-42, I'm not sure anybody played defense in that game. But
Cardiac pack.
Anytime you're the team that's coming in with a win, you bring that momentum with you. So I don't think they're going to come in and just give this game away. I think the Hokies probably have the edge, but again, it's kind of once they get through today and they get out there and they finally get to start their season, who are they going to be? As far as the Wolfpack goes, they've had some meaningful football already, so that's an advantage for them.
And an ACC win.
I think that's what scares me. I like that Tech is ranked, but I have been burned by the Hokies before.
Dude, Loren, me too. Like, to be honest, that's what it means to be an NC State fan. Like, you go through heartbreak, and it's like, I mean, honestly, it's a toxic relationship. There's so much joy that comes from these little moments, but then just before you know it, the tides turn and you're yelling.
Okay, so Ashley Strohline.
He still has my CDs.
Sports reporter for WCNC, in your expert opinion, give us your best guess on who is going to win and who will be paying off the bet next week.
Hokies, Hokies,
Yeah, I got to go with Virginia Tech. I am also a Virginia girl, and I grew up pulling for the Hokies, so maybe I'm a little partial. But
that's bias! You got someone with bias!
She's a sports reporter, Nicole!
I do think once they get out there and they get going and they get the rest off, I mean, they have such an awesome veteran defense, too, that you're going to see kind of come together and that leadership out there. So I think they're going to be able to kind of stop the stuff that you saw the Wolfpack be able to do last week.
I can't wait to talk trash to all y'all.
Nicole, I have terrible news for you. As fascinating it is to see me grow out my unibrow, everybody wants to see you dressed like a blogger.
All right, Ashley Strohline, WCNC Sports, thanks for jumping on with us and giving us your expert opinion.
Yeah, I can't miss a minute of this game now. I'll have it in my sports cast on Saturday, but I'm very much invested now because I need to know if I gave the right answer.
Good. Make sure you mention the bet on your sports cast. We'll be watching.
I love it. Always trying to get our plugs wherever we can.
Thanks. See ya.
All right. Thanks.
There goes Ashley Strohline. She is going to be watching. We all are. And the text messages that are coming in, Lorenz right. I mean, like, overall, people really want to see Nicole do the whole blogger thing, the blogger outfits.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A lot of people are curious, like, what's a blogger outfit? We've been saying it, like the tall boots, the big hats.
Oh, yeah.
Just basic white chick fall outfit.
Just Google or hashtag blogger on Instagram. Everything will come up.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, quick break. When we come back, we have someone who is a fan of the MRL show and is going to trust us to hook her up with someone. She says, we have War of the Roses, we have Dump 'Em or Date 'Em, but we don't have a connection segment. We're going to talk to Lauren. We came up with an idea. We'll see if she's down with it. It's called the Masked MRL Dating Show. We'll explain in lesson 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
My son Dean asked me this the other day. He said, Dad, who's the richest person in the world?
Oh, easy. Bezos.
Yeah, it is. Do you know what he's worth?
Too much.
Take a guess. About how many billions?
6 billion?
Sounds right.
600 billion?
600 billion? No.
16 billion?
More than that.
Oh, more?
Mm-hmm.
50 billion.
By the way, I played this at my hair place, too, with everybody. And ironically, the front desk girl goes, it's Jeff Bezos, and here's how much he makes. I go, how do you know? She goes, I looked at it last night. Like, how weird is that?
60 billion.
$175 billion is what Jeff Bezos from Amazon is worth.
I mean,
you can't even spend that in a lifetime.
I think I read that if he gave just on the profits that he made from his stock this year, he could give like every employee of his $100,000 just on the profits he's made.
That's crazy. Now, remember, he did go through a divorce. And he made Mackenzie Scott the world's richest woman. Her net worth is now $68 billion after she got what equated to a 4% stake in his money, which is now $38.5 billion.
But didn't she give it away? I think she gave it away to charity, too.
I think he gave a lot away to charity, so he didn't have to give it all to her.
In July, Scott announced that she had already donated nearly $1.6 billion to charities, yeah. 116 organizations that include four historically black colleges and universities.
He did a big donation too.
But I mean, that's so crazy. And the reason why we bring up that is because there was an article, I think we found this from the New York Post, what Jeff Bezos looks for job candidates. He says, is this a person we will admire and be proud of that works for our company?
That's a cool thing to look for.
Will this person increase the effectiveness of the company and of the group that they work with? Is the person a superstar?
You know what? I'm hearing all these things, and I don't think we meet the qualifications.
I do. I think people admire and look up to us.
You think so?
I think we work really good together as a group, individually.
Are we superstars?
Superstar.
Yeah.
Loren is. So is Nicole.
You know what the Bezos, like I think of like generational wealth as like $400 million. You could do a lot over the span, and you could do a lot and make, you know, put that stuff in mutual like stocks, and like $400 million is generational wealth. What he has is unthinkable wealth. Like buy everyone in your family a private plane wealth. Like,
now, do you know this, Roy? Because you know stuff. Is Bezos the, does he come from the retail side, or is he from the digital side of Amazon? Like, you figure that he and
he
a partner.
It.
Do I know he started it, but did he come from like a retail side where he's like, hey, I want to sell clothing online? Or was he from a tech side where he's like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what his background is.
I don't know.
Is.
I've heard his interviews. He doesn't sound like a sales guy. He doesn't have the greatest personality. So, I mean, just by judging that, which is very superficial, I would go.
Okay.
I mean,
I could do more research. I didn't know if you knew. But David Tepper, for instance, who just bought the Panthers for $2 billion, to put it in perspective, Tepper's worth $178 billion. Tepper, I'm sorry, Bezos is worth $178 billion. Tepper's just worth a cool $13 billion.
Yeah.
Not even what his ex-wife is
worth.
He's
poor compared to him.
Yeah, right?
More throwbacks with the legendary Friday free-for-all. And Lauren wants us to hook her up with a guy. We have a good idea coming up after 9.
This is Maney, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Lauren. So you sent us a DM. And this was on Monday. You said, okay, you have War of the Roses, you have Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, but I'm thinking you need to also get in the market of matchmaking, a segment where you hook up two listeners. Yes, please. I would also volunteer as tribute. The dating apps, man, it's rough out there. That's what she sent us in a DM.
Well, we agree with you, Lauren. We are always busting cheaters and honestly breaking relationships up, but we do need to bring some people together.
So we said, hey, Lauren, we DM'd her back. We would love to talk to you. We're excited. We have an idea. And she said, I'm both excited and terrified for what this idea could be.
Rightfully so. Well,
real quick, Lauren, before we give you our idea, tell us a little bit. Give us a sense about the dating here in the Carolinas and what's going on for a single person like you.
I don't know. It's rough. Especially with COVID, the only way to meet people, at least for me, especially because I'm a teacher, so there's no, like, dudes in my career field, is, like, through the dating apps. And it's just nonsense talking back and forth, and it's just exhausting. So,
what's the worst date that you've been on?
So I was at dinner with this guy, and he was talking about a potential new job opportunity, and then he started to cry in the middle of dinner about his job opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women would say, oh, that's sweet. He's showing his emotions.
No, you hide those.
Oh, no. No, no. Not when you're crying about having to potentially work for the man.
By the way, I'm looking at Lauren's Insta, super pretty. Are you rocking the purple hair right now, or are you back to, it looks red?
I change my hair, like, twice a year. So it's my natural, like, light brown, but I'm going to go back to red for fall.
Yeah, very pretty, guys. Yeah. Okay. Here's our idea. We will solicit for three different guys. No, don't start freaking out yet. You didn't even hear anything.
No.
You already get to pick from three. It's not like we're just hooking you up with someone.
That's the good thing, is that you're going to have three different guys to choose from. But like you said, during the pandemic, it's very difficult to date. Well, we also realize that during the pandemic, it's very difficult to see who is really who because everybody's wearing a mask. So we will jump on Facebook Live with anyone else who wants to jump in and watch, the three of us, you and the three guys. And we will have three men masked up. Therefore, we will have the
masked dater.
Oh, my God.
We will let the men keep their masks on as you ask questions, talk to them, see who you vibe with the most. Mm-hmm. And then just like a reality show, we'll let one contestant go. Then we'll ask a couple more questions. We'll find out who Lauren likes. And then we'll let the other man go, leaving the last man standing.
And then what we'll do is facilitate their phone number exchange with you. They'll reveal their true selves. And then you'll be able to determine if you still want to go on a date.
Okay. I like this. I could definitely do this.
Once you pick the last man, we will then count him down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he will reveal himself.
Okay.
I can do that. Yeah, I like that.
Here's what we'll do. Send us a photo. We'll get a photo of you posted up on our website, kiss951.com, and on our Instagram, at the MRL show. Single guys, go to at the MRL show on Insta. See if you're interested. See if there's anything connection there. You can submit. We'll then grab some guys, and we'll set this up with you, okay?
I like this, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Just make sure that you truly are single, not like Farmer Dan, who called in, and we almost did this with him, and he was married.
Right. By the way, his wife thought it was funny.
All right, Lauren, you have a great day. What grade do you teach?
This year I teach TK, Transitional Kindergarten.
Woohoo! It's the MRL Show's Mass Dater. More details coming soon. Thanks, Lauren. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Y'all too.
All right.
And make sure you stick around. We got more throwback hits with the Friday Free For All coming up next.
Hey, los quiero mucho, muchachos. Yeah!
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, you know what's going on in Hollywood. What's the latest and greatest?
Oh, hold on. She's on here. Okay, go ahead. Start again. Sorry. I switched you.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get to the relationships that have just called it quits that I think Nicole will be excited about, Princess Eugenie and her new husband are expecting their first child, so congratulations to them. Chance the Rapper and Justin Bieber are giving away $250,000 to people who are on hard times, and they're giving it out via the Cash App.
Nice.
I'm like, how do I sign up for that?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
All right, and Nicole, I cannot believe this is the first time we're talking about this morning, but you love Demi Lovato, and her soap star fiance, sources are saying, have called it quits.
Yeah.
Nicole's a huge Demi Lovato fan, by the way, both musically and physically.
Future ex-wife.
Yes. So are you not buying it, or what? Are you holding on to hopes?
No, I mean, like, to be honest, I don't know much about him, so I'm not invested in their relationship. Maybe there's bitterness to blame for that, but I'm just waiting. Like, I just don't, when anything leads with sources say, and they won't say the source, or they're like, oh, a close friend says this, I just try not to believe it.
But that's 99.9% of Hollywood news.
Right. I know, which is why I don't get into it.
Oh my god.
Which, by the way, Nicole, do you remember what I told you when they first got engaged?
I don't.
Okay. You were so upset about it, and I told you that when things happen that quickly,
you did.
It's
yep.
usually because the guy knows that he doesn't deserve the female, so he's trying to lock it up ASAP.
So what I need to say, if Demi is listening right now, I will take things slow. We can take our time, and we don't need to rush.
How long have they been engaged?
To pick up the pieces. They're like weeks.
Yeah. June.
Yeah. It's like Pete Davidson trying to lock down Ariana ASAP.
He was smart
exactly.
to try.
Exactly. That was my point.
All right. What else is happening in the world?
Well, there was a little bit of back drama to that whole story because her ex-fiance now, Max, had put out on social media, Selena Gomez and Demi are cute together, but boy, if you think Demi is prettier, you're wrong. I mean, if that wouldn't be the nail in the coffin, I don't know what would be.
Hmm.
Yeah. Of course, there's some stories about Gigi Hadid and Zayn in their first days as parents. So if you want that and more, you can head to kiss951.com.
All right. Thank you, Loren. We still have more songs to get to. We got 20 minutes left in the legendary Friday free-for-all. So we're going to have more throwbacks for you every Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We hope you're enjoying it on a rainy Friday. We got Rihanna, I see Fergie, some Kanye coming up. But we got to remind everyone to head to kiss951.com. There you can find the information up about Loren in our mask dating contestant.
It's on our Insta.
Okay. Head to Insta at the MRL show. Go look at Lauren. She's an awesome, beautiful teacher who can't find love. And we're going to do a game called The Mask Dater.
And Facebook.
Okay. On Facebook, too, at The MRL Show. We're looking for three guys that would like to date Lauren, potentially. She's going to choose one of the three guys. The catch is, though, they're all going to be wearing masks.
Yep.
So she'll get rid of each guy until she gets down to the last one. And then he will reveal his mask publicly on Facebook Live. We'll all be able to watch it one, and we'll do it like one night at like 8 o'clock when we have some wine and some cocktails, like a happy hour.
I can't wait.
I know, it's going to be fun. And while you're at kiss951.com, you can head over to the store. lots of cool stuff there.
Okay, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Don't worry about the rain, because this weekend's going to be beautiful. And, of course, make sure you're listening to Kiss, because we are
the soundtrack
of your life.
And everybody, keep an eye on that game Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
NC State versus Virginia Tech. We're supposed to get together and watch it at Loren's house, but now she's saying she doesn't have a TV.
No, I'm just saying maybe you can bring your TV over because you guys want to watch it outside. It's a whole thing. We'll figure it out. Watch our socials.
All right. So if you want to see Nicole in blogger, basic white girl clothes, you've got to root for Virginia Tech.
Okay.
And if you want to see Loren grow out her bushy unibrow,
got to vote for the Wolfpack.
North Carolina State.
North Carolina State.
Okay.
Which evidently they wore red.
Yes.
I thought they wore blue.
Oh, Roy.
Yep.
All right. That game is Saturday night. Keep your eye on it, and we'll be watching our socials too at the MRL show.
All right. Goodbye, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.